Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage, remote coverage of Correlation's 10th annual client conference in beautiful San Diego, California. And with us here in the virtual studio lounge is Mr. Corey Williams from SwitchThink. Corey, how are you, sir?
Mike, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you were one of the esteemed presenters today, and you were talking about making life harder for fraudsters. And don't we all want to do that these days?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. Man, that stuff is just off the charts these days. So we're happy that there's folks out there like you and MemberPass, because we're talking about how the credit union you guys are affiliated with as well, Desert Financial, is using MemberPass to kind of help through Keystone, actually, to protect your members and the credit union. So really good stuff here. So for those of us who weren't there and just kind of, you know, and we just happened to miss it, oh no, can you give us a quick summary of your presentation, and then we'll dive into some details?
Yeah, sure. So my presentation centered around MemberPass and how we're incorporating it into our credit union. I went through a story about how we've been piloting this. We've been working with MemberPass and Correlation on this for years now. It's been a great partnership between the credit union and our QSO and the vendor MemberPass. We've gone from building our own tab in Keystone to having a native integration into Keystone built by Correlation. We had a pilot in last September. We started in our member experience center. We've been enrolling members for about a year now, and we have over 6,000 members enrolled in MemberPass.
Wow.
So MemberPass is an omni-channel identity verification solution. So we can use an app that's protected by biometrics to issue you a credential and then utilize that to authenticate you every single time you come into the credit union or you call us or you use our web chat feature.
Yeah. Don't you? Everything goes through this, right?
It sure does.
Pretty much. Oh my gosh. So tell me, and in there you provided a few ways for that this protects members and some ways that it protects your credit union. So can you kind of give us a roadmap there with some of these?
Yeah, I think I'll start with the credit union. The most important thing to us is consistency. By having a identity verification solution like MemberPass, we can let our members know that they're going to be authenticated using that everywhere they are when it comes to Desert Financial, whether you're at the branch on 44th Street or you're calling into our e-branch or you're on the computer on web chat. We want our employees to have the same consistent experience authenticating people, and also give our members that same experience so that they know what to expect when they're calling in or interacting with us.
Yeah.
We're allowing our employees to help support our growth as well, because offering this type of solution to our members, it gives us an extra advantage in the market. We can say that we have a more robust security protection for your accounts, for your information and your money than anyone else does. And so we've been really lucky and fortunate to be able to use that as some of the value proposition for
I bet. Yeah, that's tons of value right now, especially in the world we're living in right now. So the significance of this, I mean, I think we both know the answer here, but I just want to get your take on it. But what's the significance of a solution like this? Because to me, there's also a cool factor involved as well. You know, when you can use this as kind of your identity, you know, or source. So what's your take on that?
I completely agree. I think there's some, it's all in how you sell it. To some people, it might be, I want to make sure that my accounts are secure. To other people, it might be like, I don't need my wallet anymore.
Right.
And so I think if you look at the younger demographic, people don't carry wallets as much as you'd expect. They have their phone and they have maybe their ID and their debit card on the back of their phone. And that's it. So as we move into this world where people's experiences change and we use digital in more ways than we've ever thought possible, we have to be kind of nimble to that and offer solutions that meet those people's expectations.
Yeah. And more stuff is going to be on the phone. I mean, I've read stories that were just on the verge of having your driver's license on your phone and health information, travel information, all that type of stuff. It's all going to be right here. And same with the digital identity. So how does this benefit? Let's look at it from Desert Financial's perspective. How does it benefit the credit union?
It's just a market advantage. We get to position ourselves as really focused on our members and their security. We also get to more actively prevent fraud by having a very intentional service that does that. I talked a little bit about the Felony Lane gang and how they use other people's IDs and debit cards to go through drive-throughs and kind of take advantage of the fact that cameras are a little grainy and people can't really actually, you can't 100% verify that this is actually the person that says that they're their person. So
you're right. Yeah.
Being able to use MemberPass and say, now that we have this biometric based identity solution, let's prove it. But also at the same time, it's kind of fun. If it is you, it doesn't feel like you're being treated like
it. Yeah. It's really neat. And when you can, it's super convenient as well. Hey, last thing I wanted to present to you. You also had a couple of use cases in there as well. Can you give us an example of one or two use cases as well?
Yeah. So the one that I like to talk about for Desert Financial specifically is it's called Ask Always Password. So basically you would have a word on file in Keystone. And every time you talk to an employee of Desert Financial, you want them to ask you to say it. And as secure as that sounds, it is by no means a good solution because I'm in front of a teller and I'm at a line. I'm in the branch. People are all around. They can hear me say it. What's the actual security value of it? It's security theater. MemberPass is not security theater. It is a credential that is only accessible by you, and you have control of your own privacy with that. You can delete it anytime you want, and the credit union can verify your identity that way. It's a huge opportunity for us to better protect our members and keep their accounts secure.
What was that? Security by theater?
Oh, security theater. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've heard some people say that about the TSA, but that wasn't me that said it.
Okay. No worries. No, we won't put you on that one for sure. And just to be sure, during the presentation, your password was Sparky or something like that?
Maybe cut that out. Yeah.
Oh, no. We'll omit that. We'll just bleep that out. So yeah, no worries. All right, Corey. Well, I'm going to let you get going. I know you got a busy schedule, but thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us for a few minutes. It was really cool and great presentation too.
Thank you very much. I've seen your interviews with a lot of people, and I never thought I'd get to be on it. So, hey, I'm excited.
Here you are, sir. Welcome aboard. Well, happy to have you.
Maybe I'll be back again someday. Who knows?
Yeah, please. By all means. Anytime. All right, Corey. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. And keep up the good work there, okay?
All right. Take care.